It is perfectly clear that the border being wide open is killing America, literally. Lake and Riley brutally murdered on the campus of the University of Georgia in the middle of a Thursday morning in the middle of the campus. And then Ruby Garcia murdered in the city of Grand Rapids. Both died at the hands of illegal aliens. And that's just an easy example. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of violent crimes involving illegals you never hear about. And the Democrats always try to downplay, well, there'd have been crime anyway. You know, immigrants are less violent than people born here. Legal immigrants are less violent and they're involved with less crime. That part's true. But illegals, we simply don't have enough facts for that to be peddled upon you. Alyssa Slotkin, for example, running for a Senate seat. She's a member of Congress in Michigan. Running for a Senate seat in Michigan as a Democrat, goes off on Donald Trump trying to ignore the fact that Ruby Garcia would not have been a victim of domestic violence if her killer was not in this country at all. Listen to this.
President Trump is coming here next week. And, you know, we are dealing with, on the west side of the state, the murder of a young woman named Ruby Garcia, a domestic violence homicide. It's a terrible, horrible, gruesome death on top of a number of domestic violence incidents we've been having in that area. But the president, the former president, is coming to sort of make this a political event for himself. And, you know, I think the thing that no one is missing is that for all the talk that the former president and his allies have about the border and all we need to do to secure the border, they will not let us vote on a bipartisan package that the Republicans presented a couple of weeks ago. And I think that's the thing that is just so gruesome about this, is that you have a terrible murder of a young woman, and then you have the president coming, former president coming in and saying, you know, we it's all about the border and border security, but he won't let us actually deal with the border. So that's what's frustrating to a lot of us. And him and his allies, including people I'm running against, are using it as a political issue, not that they care for this particular woman.
What's truly frustrating is that she just sits there and lies, and Wolf Blitzer is not clearly alive in that back and forth. Somebody should have jetted. Wolf, are you okay? At any rate, that's a complete lie, by the way. He wouldn't have been here if the laws had been enforced. He was a gotaway by definition. We know that. She knows that. Another threat is the emergence of giant Chinese-owned auto plants. They want to not just destroy our border and bring in fentanyl and have killers fly in and so forth, and drunk drivers and all sorts of other problems you have with people here illegally. That would not occur. These crimes would not occur if our border was being enforced properly. That's the point. Domestic violence is a problem. But that problem would not have occurred, and she would be alive with Ruby Garcia, most likely, if not for open borders. That's the bottom line. So, giant Chinese-owned auto plants delivering cars to America, another problem for us. Listen.
China now is building big car plants in Mexico, very big, the biggest in the world, actually, to make cars and to send them into the United States. Now, if we got to win this election, this is the most important. When we win, if we win, I got to say, if we win, because these guys, they cheat and they did. If we could have an honest election, they would have no chance of winning. And we think we have it pretty well locked up. But they are professional thieves when it comes to elections. And you know that better than anybody. But we will put a tariff on those cars. So think of it. China's coming in building plants in Mexico, not even in this country, in Mexico, going to make cars and going to sell those cars into the United States.
Yeah, sell those cars in America. BYD, I think, is the name of the company building. You see, because if they come from China, they have a 25% tariff. If they come from Mexico, they have a 2.5% tariff. So China's simply trying to game the system. Come build factories in Mexico that are tied to the CCP, of course, because everything is, including factories they're trying to build in Michigan and elsewhere in the country, all tied back to the CCP, right? We know that. But they'll try to game the system because the tariffs will never be enforced, not by this administration, not by Democrats, not by those that are getting their pockets lined by those in Beijing. They're getting their pockets lined by those that supply everything to the Mexican government. And look, again, AMLO, President Obrador of Mexico, saying, we'll close the border if you give us $20 billion. I mean, this is all part and parcel. China's involved. Mexico's involved. Our enemies are involved. They're sending, what, 50,000 Chinese nationals have come to America already? Right? And so these are the threats that we face. Meanwhile, Donald Trump being targeted by all of these lawfare attempts, whether it's in Georgia or D.C. or New York. Well, now, of course, he's facing, what, 30 or 40, whatever it is, indictments for paying off Stormy Daniels, for silencing Stormy Daniels. It's called a non-disclosure agreement. It's common practice in the rest of the world. But, of course, the Democrats act as if it's a criminal act. It's not, unless you're Donald Trump. Everyone knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite. You and your family, you need to be prepared. And that's where the Wellness Company comes in, with great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough. They have put together the gold standard for emergency kits. Yeah, they're medical professionals. They put together the gold standard in medical emergency kits when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. It has ivermectin, by the way. It has the Z-Pack. These are things that are very helpful. It's what I took to get over COVID, just like that. People can talk about ivermectin all they want. I know my personal experience. The emergency kit also provides a guidebook in the aid and safe use of all these life-saving medications. Anthrax, tick bites, COVID, doesn't matter. The Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics to keep you and your family safe whenever the globalists get into gear again. Go to twc.health/Gruber, twc.health/Gruber. You'll save 10% using the promo code Gruber right now. Get an emergency health kit. They've also got first aid kits, travel kits, all sorts of great products at twc.health/Gruber. The promo code Gruber will save you 10%. More with Donald Trump as we continue.